Hi, thank you for joining us. This talk is about OpenCE, the community-driven software distribution machine learning tools. And I'm Chris Sullivan. I'm from Morgan State University Center for Genome Research and Biocomputing. I will be giving this talk. We'll be showing some data also that Jason Fimerak from IBM and OpenPower worked on this with me. So first off, I'd like to start with some of the objectives and the history of how we got here with OpenCE. OpenCE evolved from an original tool, Watson Machine Learning Community Edition, that was provided to the community as a midstream community project and was allowed users themselves to basically install and manage a lot of their ML and DL frameworks. And so we really wanted to take that tool and kind of bring it forward and allow us to open it up to the community and let the community drive that and really establish that progressive approach of supporting multiple use cases. That concept really lends itself to collaboration between the communities, the vendors, academia, research, things like that. The majority of the packages within the Watson Machine Learning Community Edition, which ultimately is migrated to OpenCE, focus around the ML and DL packages, and we'll see that here later in some of these slides. We really wanted to provide a flexible source-to-image solution for the entire artificial intelligence environment and allow the community to help drive that. If you look at the history, it started way back in 2016 as a set of packages that we could run on our Power environment, and then migrated into what we called Power AI. And Power AI was extremely wonderful and enabled our IBM machines and our IBM Power and our Power OpenPower platforms to take advantage of a lot of these ML and DL tools. Once we moved into NVLink with the GPUs, the Power AI tools really enabled us to interact with those GPUs in really fast, powerful ways. And we'll show some of that later as well. Power AI became Watson Machine Learning Community Edition somewhere in about 2019 and changed into a Conda packaging system, which really enabled end users to manage the systems for themselves. And we'll see some of that. Power9 and NVLink really ultimately changed the way that we could interact with a lot of these ML and DL frameworks. And OpenCE is the progression forward of that set of tools to enable the Power platform. When we look at how the OpenCE structure was established, we really went for that's the standards, and we built it on a Conda set of recipes, and we'll dig into why we chose that. It was about ease of use, setting up pipelines, making sure we could maintain versions,